Every public housing resident over the age of 10 will also have to carry a photo ID card bearing his or her name and address at all times. Jeff Hovis, chair of the authority's board, says the commissioners will soon vote on additional safety measures, including public housing curfews, mandatory vehicle registration, and trespass lists that will ban specific individuals from entering public housing communities.
You know, we want to give the police the tools so they can better service our residents. And if they know who should be there, then they can, that helps. And a lot of the officers that go to our sites know a lot of our residents.
Hovis says the authority is also seeking input from community residents on ways they can inform police of troublesome activity without becoming targets of violence. Last night, the authority held a special meeting with residents of Creekwood, the site of a string of recent shootings.
Our goal is just to, like, emphasize that there's been some bad things go on, and we just want people to understand that we need their assistance so that we can prevent that from happening in other neighborhoods.
Hovis adds that authority members, along with police officers, plan to soon meet with residents of other housing communities. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.